I believe we talked about this last week, if I'm not mistaken, about someone reaching out to me on my Facebook. And actually, that comes from a lot of the article that was published here not too long ago on Radio Inc.'s website, Women to Watch in Radio. So I was extremely blessed to be a part of that. But one of my friends actually reached out to me on my Facebook last week to let me know that they'd been listening to the show, they run another station, and that they were so inspired they asked their morning show person to start doing a daily devotional, and that they had added music. And at that time, I was like, yeah, I'm getting ready to add music. I unfortunately have to get it first. So I worked on that a little bit this weekend in order to add that. But just let me tell you this, 100,000 watt radio station carrying the word and talking about daily devotional is a little unheard of in the common day. So the fact that we're able to reach people not only on this 100,000 watt country radio station, but through our social media accounts just goes to show you the power of God. And I'm telling you what, if you don't understand it, you will one day. I promise you'll start seeing those doors open. So we're extremely excited to have them on board as well. And I cannot remember where that radio station is. It is not in Georgia. Somewhere else, and I will look that up and tell you tomorrow. Today's daily devotional is on bearing one another's burdens, and this week we are talking about Built Together, a five-day devotional on community. And this scripture is actually one that we've done in the past, Galatians 6:2, carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. Community is more than just gathering together. It's walking together. It's through every season of our life. True biblical community means showing up not just when it's easy, but when it's hard. And you know, that what that really means is you jump in and you roll up your sleeves and you don't care how messy it gets or how dirty you are, but you're going to help carry other people's burdens. And that is to live out the compassion and the selflessness that Jesus demonstrated. Because think about it. Some of your hardest times, some of our hardest times, have been demonstrated by people stepping up and rolling up their sleeves and not caring what the situation was, but just reaching in there and helping us as well. And think about it. Jesus carried the ultimate burden for us. He took our sin, our shame, and suffering upon himself at the cross so that we could walk up free. And whenever we help bear someone else's load, we reflect that same sacrificial love. Because sometimes burdens, sometimes those are real obvious. We can see them. We can look at somebody. We can tell they are stressed out or having a bad day or suffering from anxiety. Maybe they're suffering from loneliness. Maybe they're even suffering from regret of some of their decisions in the past. And of course, we know that we may not be able to fix everything, but we can always just be present. We can see some of those problems and some of them we just can't. And sometimes when you ask people how they're doing, they're very cheesy in saying like, oh, I'm good. It's all good. But what if you actually honestly answered that question the next time someone asks you how you're doing? Do you think that maybe their response might be a little bit different? I mean, we're all out here bending an ear. We want to hear what you have going on. And when we tell you that we're here for you, we mean that because we want to be able to lighten that load that you are carrying of burden more than you can possibly realize. And when we choose to bear each other's burdens, something holy happens. It's our hearts. They align with God's heart. And compassion replaces judgment and empathy, and it replaces it with indifference. We begin to see others not as problems to solve, but as people to love. Instead of looking at somebody's post on social media, and I saw a lot of this over the weekend, instead of being upset or adding to their problems, can't we just reach out and hold them and love them? That's what the world needs. It's also important to remember that sometimes we need to allow others to help us. And yes, we know pride can make us want to carry everything alone, but God never intended for us to handle our life by ourselves. And letting others in is not weakness, it's obedience. It's admitting that we are a part of the body of Christ and every part that needs another. So imagine what communities would look like if everyone just carried a little something of someone else's load. That lonely would be comforted. That tired would just be able to find some strength. And the hurting folks that are out there suffering, they could find some hope. And that's the beauty of God's design. We were meant to hold one another up. So today, as you're thinking on your reflection today, is there someone in your life right now who needs help carrying a burden? Is there someone that you can show up with, even in a small way, by just listening this week? Father, as we come to you in prayer, thank you for showing us what it means to love through service and compassion. Open our eyes to the needs around us and give us a willing heart to act. Help us not to turn away when someone is hurting, but to walk beside them with patience and grace. And when our own burdens grow heavy, remind us that it's okay to lean on other people, because that's what you created us for. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.